From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good evening and welcome, everyone. We're glad you've joined us in our evening gospel program. I'm going to read to you from Luke chapter 23. A new portion of Scripture is our study this evening. Of course, we're continuing with the theme of the seven sayings of Christ upon the cross, but we're coming to a new saying, the second of the seven sayings. And in Luke chapter 23, the verse 39, we'll begin our reading. Please turn to it now. Luke chapter 23, verse 39, And one of the malefactors, which were hanged, railed on him, saying, If thou be Christ, save thyself and us. But the other answering rebuked him, saying, Dost not thou fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation, and we indeed justly? For we receive the due reward of our deeds, but this man hath done nothing amiss. And he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And Jesus said unto him, Verily I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. May God bless this reading from his word. I'm going to play an extract to you now from the sermon that we're featuring as part of our evening program during the month of June. It's a sermon that I preached a little while ago, just at the time of the Paddington rail crash, when so many people were injured and a number of folk were killed. That subject is once again in the news of late, because there has been an inquiry into that accident. One point was made by the news media almost immediately after the accident, and that was that a red light had been showing beside the track, warning the driver to stop the train as there was danger ahead. But the train didn't stop. And I preached a sermon at that time, The Tragedy That Follows Failure to Stop at God's Red Light. Now, we're offering this sermon free to anyone who contacts us. Here's the second extract from that sermon. You see, the gospel says to sinners, halt. There's danger on the road that you're traveling. That's the gospel's message, put in a nutshell. You're on a collision course with the wrath and judgment of God. You're heading for an awful confrontation with the judgment of Almighty God. And the gospel says, stop. Stop! And every time you have attended a gospel meeting, you have heard that cry. God's cry, echoed by the preacher. The red light signal has been lit up yet again, and I'm sure held up for you to see. And if you didn't see, it was a willful act on your part. The gospel says to us tonight, halt, stop, stop immediately, for there's danger ahead on the track that you're traveling. Don't you realize you're heading toward God's judgment, God's wrath? Don't you realize that you are defying Almighty God? You're on a collision course with Him? Don't you realize this? Oh, how foolish it is for sinners to do this and yet not realize what it is they are doing. Saul of Tarsus, later to become Paul the Apostle, defied the gospel. He defied the preachers of the gospel. He defied the people of the gospel, not knowing that in so doing he was defying God.
on the day that he was converted, on the road to Damascus, when Christ, as it were, stepped out from behind the cloak of invisibility and stood in the middle of the road and said to him, "Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me?" He was defying God. He was fighting God. He was confronting God. And when you defy the gospel, my friend, you're defying God. You're running up against God when you defy the gospel. Now such a direction of life, such a course, can only result in your damnation. That's all it can result in. You can't run head first into Almighty God and His judgment and hope to survive, hope to win indeed.
We come to the second saying of the Lord Jesus upon the cross. We will call this the saying of power. Isaiah the prophet, some 700 years before the Savior's death on Calvary, wrote of it under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. In Isaiah chapter 53, the verses 8 and 9 and the verse 12 in particular, there are important words. Listen as we read. "He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people was he stricken. And he made his grave with the wicked, and with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth." Then verse 12, "Therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he hath poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bare the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors." In his birth, the Lord Jesus Christ was found laid in a manger in the place of the brute beast. In his death, he found himself in the midst of the wicked brutishness of man. He was numbered with the transgressors. As such, the Lord Jesus was taking our place, the place of the condemned criminal. In condemning him to death with two thieves, man declared his estimate of Christ. He not merely rejected him, but he would humiliate and mock him. In verse 35 of Luke chapter 23, it says, "The people stood beholding, and the rulers also with them derided him, saying, He saved others. Let him save himself, if he be Christ, the chosen of God." It was the rulers who had insisted on the crucifixion of the Lord Jesus. Pilate, the Roman governor, would happily have released him and set him free. But that was not to be. Acts chapter 3, the verse 13, "The God of Abraham, and the God of Isaac, and of Jacob, the God of our fathers, hath glorified his Son Jesus, whom ye crucified, and denied him in the presence of Pilate, when he was determined to let him go." That's Peter addressing the people of Jerusalem, and particularly the leaders of the people of Jerusalem. Man today cannot crucify Christ as he was crucified some 2,000 years ago. But they do the equivalent. They do exactly the equivalent. They reject the evidence of his grace and power, even as the people did back then. Today, men refuse to believe the word of Christ, even as they did back then. Today, men readily believe evil of him, as they did back then. And today they openly reject him, as they did back then. His name is made a curse today, as it was back then. I have noticed how in conversation, men will take the name of Jesus in a blasphemous fashion, not even noticing that they're doing it. And in so speaking, they declare their low opinion of the Lord Jesus Christ. Each generation that has come upon the face of the earth has acted the same. They retry the Savior, as it were, and they agree with the first verdict. They turn their back on the Savior, and they become guilty of his crucifixion. But here on the cross, in the midst of his humiliation and rejection, the Lord Jesus Christ showed his power to save. On the cross, when all had turned their back upon him, Christ saves one of the thieves. It's interesting to compare these two men before we go into our study in any depth. One man speaks to Christ and he says, verse 39, "If thou be Christ, save thyself and us." He starts off by declaring his unbelief, "If thou be Christ." Then he declares what his real interest is, "Save thyself and us." He wanted to return to his earthly life. That was his interest. Not eternity, not his soul, not what would become of him upon his dying. He was only interested in getting back to the sins that his crucifixion had cut him off from. The second thief, on the other hand, was interested in something entirely different. Verse 40, he says, in rebuking his companion for his blasphemy, "Dost thou not fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. But this man has done nothing amiss." And he said unto Jesus, "Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom." This man was not interested in returning to his sins. This man was not interested in taking up again the life that crucifixion was now about to cut short. But here's a man, moved, I might say, by the grace of God, who was anxious about his soul. "Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom." We must leave our study here this evening, but we will return to it next week. Let me close by asking you the question. What is it that you are concerned about? Is it your life here on earth? Or do you ever give thought to eternity? Where will you spend eternity? There is in the Lord Jesus Christ everything the sinner needs for salvation. It is only in Christ that salvation is found. May God save you. May you look even as this dying thief looked, hands nailed, feet nailed, unable to move, unable to work, unable to go anywhere. But he was saved by looking to Christ. Join with us next week as we take up again this study. Remember to send for that free tape of the gospel sermon, "The Tragedy That Follows, Failure to Stop at God's Red Light." And we might also remind you of our free gospel magazine, "Let the Bible Speak Quarterly." You have but to ask for either or for both of those items, and we'll gladly send them to you. Good night and God bless you.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7:30 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless His word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.